We end up Zayin Amid Aleph Letumas Shkolim. We learned in the Baraisa that one of the Inyonim that we're speaking about that Reish Chodesh Nissen is Reish Eshana Letumas Shkolim. Minolon Amar Rabbi Yashi Amakro Zayis Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi Lechodshei Hashana. So this is speaking about the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So we learn now from the Pasuk, L'chodshei Hashana Omra Teire Chadesh, that you should be Mechadesh, you should make a new Hafrosh, a new Trume, Vavei Korben Mitrume Chadoshe. That this Musaf should come from a new Trume. Now how do we know that this is speaking about the Musaf of Chodesh Nissen? The Gomri Shana Shana Minisen. We learn that Exer Shove. The Chsiv Rishin Hu Lachem Lechot Shei Hashana. So that's speaking about Nissen. And here it says also Lechot Shei Hashana. So we learn that Exer Shove. So the Gemara asks, Veligmer Shana Shana Mitishrei. The Chsiv Mereishis Hashana. Maybe it means you make the Trume Reshchedish Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Donim Shana Sheyesh Imo Chadoshim. Mishono sheyesh imo chadoshim. That means the pasuk of Rishnu lechem lechot sheyashone mentions chadoshim. Zois eilus chodesh bechot shei lechot sheyashone is also speaking about chadoshim. Veindonim shono sheyesh imo chadoshim mishono shein imo chadoshim. It says lechot sheyashone. So we learn out from Rishnu lechem lechot sheyashone. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chodesh bechodshei, eilus chodesh bechodshei lechodshei, chodshei yiseira ledroshe, that you should be mechadish, a new trume, from the new shkolim, which were misnadiv and odor, so the korbonish should be in Nissen, purchased from the trume, from the new shkolim. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Korbonis tzibur aboim be'echad benissen mitzvah lohavi min achodosh. It's a mitzvah to bring from the new trume. V'im hevi min hayoshon. What if he brought from the old money? Yotzo. It's the evidence of kosher korban. Ela shechisar mitzvah. The Torah wrote a mitzvah lachot shei hashone. You should be mechadish with a trume chadosha. Tanya, that's a memra of Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Tanya nami hochi, korbonei sibo haboim be'echot benissen, mitzvah lohovi min achodosh, vimhevi min ayoshon yotzo, shachisa mitzvah. The same halacha says in the Baraisa. Now the Baraisa says another halacha. V'yochid shehisnadev mishaloi, if a yochid did donated for he wanted to donate to the tzibur his money to buy a korban tzibur. Ksheirim, so it's a kosher korban. You could use this money to purchase a korban tzibur. Bilvad sheyimserem letzibur. But when the yochid gives over the donation, he cannot be mechaven, this day the tamid will be mine. I'm donating the tamid, so it'll be tamid coming from my nechosim. Das teig doch nicht. He has to be yimserein letzibur, is giving this over to the tzibur, so it's mois hatzibur. Because the money has to come from mois hatzibur. So, but if he wants to do it, he can do it. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, versteht sich, what's wrong with it? Mau de teima leiche shema lo yimsereim letzibur yofe yofe. Rashi says, b'leiv sholem. A person is giving this was a choshev a donation, mistama, to buy a kol mitzibur, cost a few $1,000. So maybe I would be chayish, maybe he's not giving it over b'leiv sholem. Believer, he wants, it should be from his money, not this should become mois hatzibur, kamash melon. So that's why the Braise tells us, but if he gives it over, we don't have to be chayish that he wasn't moiseret yofe yofe. Let us see Taisvis. Meireishis hashone lekaman amrinen dezer tishrei. Shema lo yimserem yofe yofe. I would think maybe we should be chayish, he won't be moiseret yofe yofe. Plukte de tanoi hi besoif perik habayis valiye. That's a machloikas tanoim. If you are chayish, that he's not giving it over b'leif sholem. What is the machloikas tanoim? Gabi shoimrei svichim b'shviyis. A person was a shoimer on svichim. Svichim is tfuah that grew by itself without being planted. And they needed shaymrim, because they're speaking about he's a shaymer and sa'irim, which will eventually be used for the korban ha'oimer. So, im isnadev shaymer chinam. So there's a machloikis, can a shaymer chinam, a person who's not getting paid for the shmire, can he say, I'm doing it for free, and this, these sa'irim, which I've been watching, I want, it should be given over for, to be used for the kol benoim. So there's a machlekes tanoim. One man the yomer says it is good, one man the yomer says it isn't good. Now, looking in the sugya over there, the Gemara touches another nekude. The Gemara touches a nekude habota behefker koni. That, if you have a davar hefker, and a person, you have to know what habota means, just by looking at it, or doing something more than looking at it. But al koponim, the Gemara says that be'emesin, the shomer, by watching it, is koine di sa'orim. So there's a machlokes tanoim. So if he gets money for the shmire, then it seems that we're not afraid that he had kabona to be koine di sa'orim. If he's not getting paid, there is a machloikis. I assume he was kind of the sa'irim. And now there's a shaila, can I accept the sa'irim for the oimer? Because maybe he's not giving it over b'leiv shalom for the tzibur. Maybe he wants that it should be his sa'irim. He's not giving it over b'leiv shalom. So there is a machloikis tanoim. Shaimrei svichim b'shviyis. Im is nadev shaimachinam. Could a shomer not get paid for his shmire, and afal pikein we can use the sa'irim? It's a machlokes tanoim. Frektach toisves uktzas teime de porich hoche pshite. Here we had a similar case. A person went and took his money, and he gave it over. He wants this should be used as to purchase korbanis tzibur. So the Beraisa says, Yochid shenisnadev mishaloik sheirim. He should give it over to the tzibur, and if he does that, it's good. And I'm not afraid he's not giving it over, b'leiv sholim. Fraktach Taisves, here the Gemara asks, Pshita, b'milse dava plukte de tanoi, and there is a machlekes tanoim. So how can you ask a kasha pshita? It's a machlekes tanoim. V'shemo yesh lechalek, tohoche leke lemeches kulei hai kemoi b'shema. Maybe here you don't have to be afraid as you have to be afraid by a shomer. Now, Taisvis does not explain what the Havamina was that here you don't have to be chayish. The Chsam Sefer says a very geshmakas svarim. The Chsam Sefer says that here we're speaking about that the person gave his money, he gave it to the tzibur. I want this should be used for korban tzibur. So he's doing a mice of giving it over for the tzibur. And what are we afraid of? Maybe b'machshavtoi he'll think, I want it for myself. Zuktach sam saif, you know, it's vorm shabalei. What you're thinking? I feel like he's stuck thinking, it's gonish. He's giving it over, he's doing a mice. So Mameli says, here's a dover portion. If he gives it over, what's getting on what he's thinking? Dvorm shabalei v'enem dvorm. Over there, it's a different story. He was a shomer. He was watching the sa'irim. And the lady left it. And Hegdish goes and takes the sa'irim. There never was an action of giving it over to Hegdish. He left it. He was watching it and he left it there. No, I assume he left it there, even though it could be he was kain, about the kain, but he has intentions to be maknit for the tzibur. But there was no maise mitzidoi that shows his intentions. So there is a machloikes tanoim. The other tanoim says, if he left it there, mistome, he knows the halach. No, there's no such svara. So that's how the Chsam Sofer wants to say pshat and taisvis. So now let us go further in the Gemara. V'tane didon. Why didn't our Tane mention that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is also Rosh Hashanah for the Kolbanis Sibur, that you start purchasing them with the Mois HaChadoshes? So, kiven diktonim hevi yotza loy psikolay. Since this is only a lachatchila dikedin, so he's not speaking about a lachatchila dikedinim. He's only speaking about halachas like here, Yoiva Baltaacha, Rosh Hashanah Lemalachim, it's a posel ishtar. He's speaking about halachas which are liikuvit. This din, since it's only a lachatchila dikedin, he did not want to put it into our Mishnah. V'yesh oimrim af l'schirus batim. Others say that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah l'schirus batim. What does this mean? So we're going to see here by Baraisa now. Tono Rabbonim. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiroi l'shono. A person went and he rented out a house l'shono for a year. They made up, he's renting it for a year. So, moine shneim osa chodesh miyoim liyoim. So you start counting 12 months. I rented it now from the year, the middle of Sivan, wherever it is. A year, so we start counting 12 months. That's a year. Vim oma leshona zu, but if he didn't say I'm renting it for a year, I'm renting it for this year. So then, the Baraisa says, afilu loy omad elo be'echad ba'odo, afilu, he started renting it, the rental started Rosh Chodesh Odo, kivin shehigia yoim echad benissen also loy shana. As soon as it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the year ends. This year, a year in rentals ends by Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Then a new year starts. Vafilu lemandi omar yoim echad b'shone choshev shone. Afilu according to the mandi omar, that one day in the year is also considered a year. So l'chayr al picheish ben we should say. So you rented it a day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So that's this year. The year ends Chodesh Nissan. Shani hoched leitorach inish lemega beisa lebotza mitlosin yoimim. A person won't rent a dire for less than 30 days. But 30 days already is a zman choshuv already. So for 30 days, we say it is rented. So that's pshat, roish, it is roish hashone leschiris batim, that the year starts Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And if he said, and this is only applicable by, she said, Shona Zu, this year, so the year ends Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Frag the Gemara, how do we cheshben Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Ve'ema Tishrei. Why dafke Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Maybe Tishrei ends the year. So the Gemara says, Tam ki agar inish beise lekulu yemois akshomim agar. The person starts renting a month before Tishrei, since the Yemoisak Shomim are coming, a person Zicher will not want that the rental should stop by Tishrei, which is in the beginning of the Yemoisak Shomim, where there's a more dire necessity to have a roof over your head. So therefore, we say that the year ends by Nissan. Frag the Gemara, why didn't the Tana of our Mishnah mention this? That Nissan is Rosh Hashanah l'schiras batim. Or we have in the Baraisa Gufe amachloikis Tanoim, the Tanakam also didn't mention this. V'yesh oimrim. The Tanakam, the Baraisa, the Tana didon, b'nissen nami mishkach shchiach kitrei. He holds Nissan, it's also cloudy. It rains Nissan also. There's April showers. So Memele, he held just like you assume that when a person rents a house before Tishrei, he wants to make sure, he doesn't want that the rental should end Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and he should be put out in the street Rosh Chodesh Tishrei when the Yemois HaGshomim are starting. So there's also a non-sadi that he doesn't want to be put out in the street Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we are still in the midst of Yemois HaGshomim. So Memele, so therefore he holds Chodesh Nissan is not the end of the year. Lemaise, so what is the halacha according to this Tane? So if a person rents, a dira shana zu, so the Ritva says, shoshana zu, it's like shana stam. You start counting from now. 12 months. Shana, that what he said, shana zu, because if he said shana stam, the Ritva says, amayu de kechidish. Shana stam means I'm renting for a year, but the maski can tell him, yeah, I rented it to you for a year, but I didn't say when the year starts. 5 years from now. You rented it from a year, it's settled, but I can give you the house 5 years from now. That's a tie shana stam. Shana zu is this year, so it's also a 12-month affair, according to the Tana Kam of the Barais and the Tana of our Mishnah, but it starts now. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, we didn't learn the Rashi from before, he doesn't want to reckon it with the other Rosh Hashanim. Hachi Garsinim. Tano Rabbonan Amaske Bais Lachaveire V'loi Garsinim Minolon Delav Mikro Yalav Tami the Rabbonan Hu. Elo Be'echad Be'odo. So this only, that what we say, the year ends by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that is Dafke, if he rented it Echad Be'odo. But if he rented it less than, less in the middle of Adar, loy amrinin also loy shana, we don't say that the year ends Rosh Chodesh Nissan, vidor ba shana shleima, and he lives there a complete year. The leka lemeima da data da hishata agra, you can't say that he rented it for this year. So the Sfas Emes wants to say Pshat and Rashi that what is the halach? If a person rented a dire Purim, so what happens? We say he didn't mean this year, because this year is it's ridiculous. A person will not rent a dire for 15 days. So the Sfas Emes is medayik from Rashi. So what happens? So if he said shana zu, he means next year. He says these 15 days from Nissan to from Adar to Nissan still belongs to the maskir, but from Nissan on he has it for a year till next Nissan. That's how the Sfas Emes learns pshat and Rashi. The Lashna Rashi is mashma like that, because Rashi says the lekala meima da data da he shat the ogos. He didn't mean this year. The year ends in Nissan. So he didn't mean this year, so he means next year. So next year starts from Nissan. The Ritva says klonit azay. The Ritva says that if he rented it 15 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so you count a year, the year will end 15 days before next year Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So here we are machloikes harishonim. How did you get Nissan? Maybe Tishrei it starts. Im loy omad ala be'echad be'elo, kivin shegiye Tishrei also loy shana. Fakad lagabi many aloches, Tishrei is Rosh Hashana. Omishani ki aga inish beise, when a person rents a house, somach le Tishrei le kulu yemek shomim aga. B'tanikame de bereised loy omad ala schiris batim, Kitrei ovim miskashrim that's cloudy ukshamim yodim bahavi ki maisak shamim. So it is ki maisak shamim. Let us see the second taisvus. The first taisvus, we have to wait till the end of the sugya to appreciate what the first taisvus is saying. Also loishono, it says that if he rented it a month before Nissan, so the year ends Nissan. So Taisvis says, "V'loy amrinim hadomim maidim, v'harei hamois matone oy pikodin." So Taisvis is asking Akasha and saying a teretz. That means a person. Let's see how much money he gave him. Let's say the normal rate is $500 a month. So if he gave him $6,000, he doesn't mean for 1 month. That was Taisvus Kashe. So Taisvus says, no. because he said Shonazu. Shonazu means till Nissan. So now you have Akasha, he gave him an extra $5,500. But that I don't say that he meant to rent it for a whole year, because the taich of Shonazu, that means Taisus is saying, Azazak Tiswasem is Pshat and Taisus. Shonazu means Tonisim. That's a taich Shonazu. So you have a kasha now with money. Good, I'm a fa'em from the kasha, but you don't fadrei the verta. Shonazu means Tonisim. That's a taich of Shonazu, according to this Tanit. So it's till Nissan. I have a cash. There's an extra $5,500. So it's one of the two. Either I'm giving him a matone. I don't want to say matone. I don't want him to feel bad. Saying a matone is yichya. So I'm telling him it's for the rental. Let him feel it's for the rental. Or it's a pekodin. Al kaponi, we don't say domim meidim. Zok te gemore weiter. Be'echot be'elu roisha shona l'maisa behim. The Mishnah says further, Reish Chodesh Elo is Reish Hashanah L'maisa Beina. Now we had laid in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon Oymerim Be'echad Betishrei. Frag the Gemara, Moni Rabbi Meiri. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. Who, the Gehev Astam Mishnah. The Snan, Rabbi Meir Oymerim Be'echad Be'elo, Reish Hashanah L'maisa Beina. Frag the Gemara, V'lirgolim Moni. We had also a Stam Mishnah, Be'echad Benissen, Reish Hashanah L'rgolim. Who does this go according to? Rab Shimon. Because that's what we had already. According to Rab Shimon, that Be'echad Benissen is Reish Hashanah L'rgolim, because it has to be Kesidron, you have to start from this. Frag the Gemara, Eima Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon Oimrim Be'echad B'Tishrei is Reish Hashanah L'maisa Beheime. So we have a very modern Mishnah. Reish V'Seife Rab Shimon Be'echad B'Nissen Reish Hashanah L'Golim is Rab Shimon. Be'echad B'Tishrei Reish Hashanah L'maisa Beheime is Rab Shimon. Umitziyoso, and in the middle we have Rameya. It's very modern. Usually we don't have such Mishnayos that the Pesazoi that we split up the Tanoim, in the middle we stick in another Tana. Rameir is chaylik by Regolim, Rameir is chaylik by Maisa Behemep. So it's in the middle between the two Rab Shimons, we stuck in Rameir. Omar Rav Yosef, no, Rabbi, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi. And there's a machlekes Tanoim, there's a machlekes Rab Shimon holds Bechad Benissen Reish Hashanah L'Rgolim, Rab Meir holds Be'echad Be'elo Reish Hashanah L'maisa Beheimim, V'nosiv Lo Alibe De Tanoim. Fakir, this is a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam is according to Rabbi, because he paskins like Tanoim. B'Rgolim Sovelo Ke Rab Shimon. By Regolim, he paskin like Rab Shimon. So he said, Astam Mishneh, Be'echad B'Nissen. This is what the Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds. Be'echad B'Nissen is Reish Hashanah L'Regolim. U'B'Maisa Be'im Esav Olo K'Rab Meir. So he said, Be'echad Be'elu, Be'etar Astam Mishneh, Reish Hashanah L'Maisa Be'im. And later he says, Rabbi Lezer, Rab Shimon, Achaylik on this, but this is what I hold. So the Mishnah is going, the Stam Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir, and Rab Meir paskins like Rab Shimon Bergolim and like Rab Meir b'Maisa Behem. Frek the Gemara, Ihochi, if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, so we have five Rosh Hashanim. Ihochi Arbo, Chamisha Havo. There's five Rosh Hashanim. Why is there five Rosh Hashanim? Be'echad b'nissen Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim. Then the second Rosh Hashanah starts Tezvov Benissen. That's the second Rosh Hashanah. The third Rosh Hashanah is Bechad Be'elu. Then you have a fourth Rosh Hashanah, Bechad B'Tishrei. Forget about Ma'aseh Behema, but there's other things, Bechad B'Tishrei. Then we have a fifth Rosh Hashanah, Bechad B'Shvat, Chamishasa B'Shvat. So you have five Rosh Hashanim. And the Mishnah says four. Yehochi Arbo, Chamisha Havu. Omar Rove, the Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Rabbi holds, personally, I hold this five Rosh Hashanim. But I'm telling you, Arbo L'Divrei Akel, but according to Rab Shimon and according to Rab Meir, there's Zichah four. That means everyone is made in this four Rosh Hashanim. And I hold is a fifth. L'Rab Meir, Abo Dal Golem. According to Rab Meir, this form, because by Golem he doesn't hold Chemisha Asa Ben Nissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Golem. He holds with one regal Yoiv Abal Ta'acha. L'Rab Shimin, Arbo Dal Meiser Beim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. L'golim moni Rab Shimon do alibei ukimne de is like a sidra labal tacha. Our Mishnah is going according to him because he holds the goes kesidra. Sefer Rab Eloza Rab Shimon oim rabechad betishrei. That's the sefer. Zimora es the reisha v'sefer Rab Shimon mitziyosa Rab Meir. Zimora said Rabbi, who amra lemas nisim? Rabbi said our Mishnah v'nosiv milsei. Chode kechatane v'chode kechatane. Ihoche dechat gavra omrlo masnisin v'nosev milse chode kechatane. Chamishe rosh ishanem nino. Echad benisin is one. Tesvav benisin is the second. Ve'echad belo is the third. Ve'echad betishre is the fourth. Ve'tesvav b'shvat. Ho nichim ukemismol reishe kerab shimin. If you wouldn't say this shtik teire, you say the Reish is going according to Rab Shimon Shaper. Dile di day, according to Rab Shimon Aboninu. We just had a Pesitz Modna. The Mishnah starts with Rab Shimon and then we hack a rein with Rab Meir. But if you say the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon holds for. Du day Aboninu, the last lay echad be'elo. Ele yichat tana mrinu. But if one tana, the same tana, said echad be, tesvav benissin and echad be'elo, so then we have five Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rav, Loilam Rabbi, V'ochi Kaman Rabbi says as follows, Ano Chamisha Svirali, I hold this five. Umiyu Hakel Moideli Ba'arbo, but for everyone is Moide. L'Rav Meidis Le'echad Be'elo Dal Rigolim, D'didei B'regol Echad Oivu B'Bal Ta'acha, K'desanyi B'Braise D'Lel. L'Rav Shimon Dal Ma'isa Be'heime, according to Rav Shimon, take away Ma'isa Be'heime, D'les El Be'echad B'Tishrei. B'lav Ma'isa Nami Rosh Hashanah, so it's Rosh Hashanah for other things also. That is Rav's Teretz. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, a different Teretz. No, there are Take five Rosh Hashanim, you're right, there's five Rosh Hashanim. I, the Mishnah says there's four Rosh Hashanim. Now you have to learn the Mishnah like this. Arbo Chadoshim, there are 4 months. The Mishnah is missing one word. Arbo Chadoshim, Ubahen, Kama Rosh Hashanim. Not a four, 3 words it's missing. Arbo Rosh Hashanim means Arbo Chadoshim, there are 4 months. Ubahen, Kama Rosh Hashanim. And in these 4 months, there are many Rosh Hashanim. So we have Nisan is 1 month, Elul is the second month, Tishrei is the third month, Shvat is the fourth month. So Memele, the Mishnah, we're just missing a few words. Chadoshim Shebehem Yesh Kama. That's how Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said Pshat in the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi, Ubehen kama Rosh Hashanim, Hilkach Nissen, this Beitrei, even though there's 2 Rosh Hashanim and Nissen, Chatka Choshevot, because I'm not speaking about the Mishnah is not counting the Rosh Hashanim, the Mishnah is counting the months. In the Chadoshim we have 4 months. Frag the Gemara, Meis ve'eles yu Akash. This is Akash Osai and Rove, Sai and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The Baraisa says, this is after 2 more Rosh Hashanim. Shisha also benissen, 16 days in Nissen, is Rosh Hashanah Loimer. That's when we bring the Oimer, and then the Tvue Chodosh becomes Mutter. That means that's the beginning of the year when the Tvue becomes Mutter. Till now, the Tvue that grew is also. So when does the Tvue become Mutter? When does the crops of the year become Mutter? From Tes. Vashisha Tazayan Nisim. Then the Baraisa is another locha. Shisha b'sivin, 6 days in Sivin. Shvuis, Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem. And that means the shtei alechem is mata chodosh b'amigdosh. Like this, the new tvue was not permitted to be brought for a minche in the Beis HaMikdosh till they were makriv the shtei alechem. So we have a Baraisa that mentions 2 more Rosh Hashanah. Frag the Gemara. Le Rave, according to Rave, Lisne Shishe. So these are two more Rosh Hashanim. So why didn't our Mishnah mention them? Why did the Mishnah say there's four? There's six Rosh Hashanim. We have six Rosh Hashanim. The four was Yukulu the Rigolim, that was Tezvovnis. Now we have another Rosh Hashanim. The Zionis is another Rosh Hashanim. And then we have Vav Sivan is another Rosh Hashanim. Le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said the Mishnah is not counting the Rosh Hashanim. The Mishnah is counting the months sheyesh bem kama Rosh Hashanim is listening Chamisha. So there's a new month, Sivan. Let's mention Sivan. So it's a kasha on both of them. Omar Rav Pope Kiko Choshev Midi Dechayel Meulte. He's only our Tane. That's true. That as Zionism is a Rosh Hashanah, that Chodosh becomes Mutter, the Medina, Vav Sivan is a Rosh Hashanah, that Chodosh becomes Mutter, the Migdosh. That's true. But why didn't our Tana speak about it? Our Tana is speaking about Rosh Hashanah, the Chayil Me'ulte, that it starts as soon as it becomes night. As soon as it becomes Echad Benissen, the night, to Echad Benissen, it's Rosh Hashanah. Limlochim. As soon as it becomes Tezvav Nissen, it's Rosh Hashanah Lirgolim. That's what he talks about. This is a Rosh Hashanah that starts in the middle of the day. The Makriv, the Kolben Oima, then the Chodesh becomes Mutter. The Makriv, the Shtei Alechem, then the Chodesh, the Migdash becomes Mutter. So it's a different type of a Rosh Hashanah. It starts in the middle of the day. Our Tan isn't speaking about that type of Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rav Pope Kiko Choshev Midi Dechayel Meyute Midi Deloi Chayel Meyute Loi Kochoshev. Frag the Gemara. Oh, then we have a problem. Varei Rigolim Deloi Chayli Meyute V'Kochoshev. So the Chiddush Ran explains that the Gemara and the Havamina held as follows. That what is Pshat? It's a Yisoidis Dika Machlokes. What is Pshat in this Baal Ta'achar? So the Ran says, the Gemara that have been held this Tviri Golem for Baal Tachas. What is Pshat Tviri Golem? He held that the Chiyu, a person says, Areel I love Ikol. He didn't say anything at all when he's going to do it. Without a Posek, we mentioned, so he has 20 years to bring it. What's wrong? Areel I love Ikol, now bring a Kol. The Torah said, no, it doesn't go like that. The first regal, you have time to bring it. The first regal, you have time to bring it. The second regal, you have time to bring it. The third regal, you have time to bring it. Now, you didn't bring it all three regalim. You have a baltacha. So then, now you're ma'acher the zman havo. The zman havo is the three regalim of osam shama b'aveisim shama. So the gemara that have been held, so when does the zman havo start? With the regalim. That's chatting the lava baltacha. So when does the Rosh Hashanah start? At night you can't bring it. You can't bring a Kolben at night, number one. When can you first start bringing a Kolben? You can first start bringing a Kolben after the Tomid Shel Shachar. That's number one. Number two, if you're holding the Dorim and the Dovis and Kraven B'Yontiv, so you can't be Makrev it the first day Yontiv Pesach, you have to be Makrev it Chalamoy. So Lemaise, when does the Rosh Hashanah start? The Rosh Hashanah starts after the Akrovus Tomid Shel Shachar of Yontif or Chalamoy. So it's also a Rosh Hashanah that starts in the middle of the day. And the Tana spoke about it. So if he's speaking about Rosh Hashanah, Lirigolim, which starts in the middle of the day, again, the Ran held that the Baal Ta'acha works, that the Chiv Havo is Chal in the Rigolim. Till the Rigolim, not Machayev to do anything. And it was three, Rigolim passed by, so that was the Zman Havo, and you were Machad the Zman Havo, then you have a Baal Tacha. So the Gemara is Takasha, so he reckoned Ois a Rosh Hashanah, which starts in the middle of the day. That's the Gemara's Kasha. But Rigolim, the Loi Chayli Meyut, it's not Chal Meyut, it's not Chal at night, V'Kochoshe. So the Gemara answers, I got news for you. Le'isuyei Mi'kore Mechayim. This man, when he's mechuyev to bring the korban, is as soon as he made the neder. Harei olai lahavi korban. He's mechuyev right now to bring it. The chiv is chal right now. Mechayev v'koy, the chiyev is now. And there's a gzeiris akosav, after three regolim pass by, yoy v'bal tacha. But not that the inyan of three regolim is that I have to bring it in the regal. That I have to bring it in the regal. I don't have to bring it in the regal. We'll see Taisvis. The Taisvis brings a mail dikin gemar and beye. That a toide, you can't bring Pesach, because it's chometz. You can't bring Shavuos because the Dorim and Dovis and Kraven beyond it. So you can only bring the Toide in the middle of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. That's when you only bring the Toide. And Yoiv Baal Ta'acha. Yoiv Baal Ta'acha after Sukkot. So so you see that the Inyan of Baal Ta'acha of Regolim is not Pshat is because I could have been makrev in the Regolim. There's a Gzeres HaKosev when three Regolim pass, Yoiv Baal Ta'acha. When we come to Taisus, we'll explain it a little better. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Reish Hashone Lo'ima Lechol Min HaChodesh Mikan Ve'elach. That from Tezayin Nisan, you can start eating Chodesh. Reish Hashone L'shtei Alechem Nischachi Hashone Lo'ovi Minoches Min HaChodesh. Sho'ima Mate B'medina Shtei Alechem B'migdosh. L'rov edom ha-rabo l'divrei hake, l'isni mas nisin shite, let us say six. L'sadov ha-muskim, l'rav nachem dom ha-chadoshim k'choshim, nisne hei, d'olait nan sivim b'mas nisin. So Gmar says, me'ute mishikidish hayoim. He's only speaking about Rosh Hashanim that start from the evening. V'rek midi d'oloi chayil me'ute, kigoyim v'tezayim b'nisin, She's not speaking about Rosh Hashanim, which are chal in the middle of the day. Not as soon as it becomes night, the tzchal de Baal Ta'acha, elat shetov yishor sheiruye lahovi nedorom and nedovis. The Baal Ta'acha, the shana starts when he gets the first opportunity to bring the dorom and nedovis. Ve'ein zois at sheyakriv tom and shor shachar, shen kolbom koidom loy. U'mishaninam la'asuyei mikorem mechaye v'koy. To bring the kolbom is mechuy before ready to bring it. Lahavi kolbom nidroi mechaye v'oyim ed mishor shenodah. The chiyav avos right away. V'hoyeloi lakrivoi me'erev orego. Not, he should have brought it before. Le'ukvu rigolim le'bal ta'acha le'inyin akrovas kolbom. The regalim are not that this is the time and the opportunity to be makim the kolbom. The pshat is the baal ta'acha comes about after three regalim passed. In the baal ta'acha, which is dependent on the passage of three regalim, the three regalim are chal from ute, because we don't need a zman hakrov, but we need a passage of three regolim, and the three regolim start from the night. Well, now Taisus will explain this a little better. Let us see Taisus. Varei regolim the loichayli meurte. So Taisus says, "Afilu b'yom loichayli." The first day yontem, there's also no inyan of baal ta'acha the first day. Ad yom sheni l'man dom and the dom and the dovis and makrivim b'yomte. So memele the Rosh Hashanah of regolim starts the second day Pesach, which is Chol HaMoed, after the yomakriv the tomet shel shachar. Mishani the Gemara answers lasuyei mikorem mechayiv b'koy. Bekontras pirish, Rashi says prat as follows. Lahavi kolbin, to bring the kolb mechui voimutu mishosh anoda. As soon as he made the nether, there's a chiv to bring it already. Vaho yiloi lakhiv me erev arego. He should have brought it, we should have been makrev it erev arego. Vlehukvu regolim linyan akrovas akolbin. The regolim were not made to be makrev the kolb, alinyan baal ta'acha. Umiyuta, that means when the three regolim pesh, Eivah Baal Ta'acha. Muta nami chayil. So now Tosis wants to explain the Loshon of Rashi. V'loy pirish kein b'shvi. What does that mean? So the Ritas Loshon of Rashi would seem that as soon as it becomes night, one is over b'al ta'acha. So Rashi said, Tosis said that Rashi does not mean that. V'loy pirish kein b'shvi sheyavu b'al ta'acha mishen nichnas regel shlishi b'tchilas alayla. Rashi does not mean that as soon as it becomes night, the night of the third regel y'over, the man is take three complete regolim. So what is pshat miurta mechayiv? That's one raya from Rameya, who was in the Rabbonim. But Peg based the Beya Oma de Mevi and Toy de Behagamatzes, because it's Chometz. Uba Teres, because Nedorim and Dovis ain't craving beyond it. Ella Behagasukis, Abba Mashmid, him heavy Behagasukis, Behalamoid Loyova. So you're not over Balta Ach as soon as it becomes the night of the third regal. Baha de Pirish kan bekuntres de meurte chayil, that it's chal already, hainu, le'inyin, di mechuye ba'oimid lifnei haregel, if the chiyav was chal. The chiyav avor was chal before the regel. Ike kule regel. So you have a complete regel that passed by. Vim nichnas regel vikonodo, but that's what Rashi means. It became the regel. It was Pesach at night, and then he made a neder v'konoda. Afilu le'rishoin. Afilu, this was the first night. 5 minutes after it became Pesach at night, he made a neder. Is like a kulei regel v'ena oyla leminyan shloisha regolim. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that in zman, you need a passage after the nether was made of three complete regolim. And these three complete regolim are counted from the night already. But the chiyav is from before. Now, I had a shtikel ha'ore, so we see from this Gemara very interesting. We see from the Gemara that this man of the regolim does not mean that I should be able to be makiv the kolben in the regolim. You don't have to be makiv the kolben in the regolim. You have time before to do it. No, episodes like Zeres HaKosov, that you need three complete regolim to pass. L'chayre, how does this stem? We had a Taisvus before on Dav Vavam at Beis. Taisvus Dav Vavam at Beis said that if the L'Rameya, Mishloime, L'Rameya Dom Alel Beregol Echad, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Dom Ashnei Regolim, so how do you have Ashana B'li Regolim? L'Meshkachas L'Ela B'choyle B'regolim. That the behemoth was sick in the regolim. So Tosfos says, if the behemoth was sick in the regolim, there's no bal ta'acha of regolim. So what's the inyan? Because if the behemoth was sick in the regolim, I couldn't be makrib in the regolim. So l'chayri, you see from here that the inyan of regolim is that I should be able to be makrib. If the behemoth was not in a matzav, I could be makrib. There's no bal ta'acha. It doesn't go into the cheshbon. So that's what we say in the Vava Medbeis. So come to Zayin Medbeis. Who says you have to be makrib in the regal? At night you don't have to be makrib. The regal is not that you should have been makrib before already. So then I saw the Sfas Emes on the Vava Medbeis. He says Pshat and Taisus. So I understood the Taisus a little better. The Sfas Emes says as follows. But Emes in the Pasuk says, Uvosem Shama Vavesem Shama. The Pasuk also seems to say, you're coming, you should be makrif. But pshat the posik does not mean when you come, you should be makrif in the regal. No, uvasim sham, you have to come. You have to come for here, you have to come for simcha, you have to come. Vaveisim sham, bring the behemah along with you. Why should you bring the behemah along with you? Give a makrif the behemah erev pesach, give a makrif the pesach, behemah boitzoi pesach, chalamoy. But al kaponim, the regal is a machayid, you're coming to Yerushalayim, bring the behemah with you. But not that is the Pasuk is telling us that you should be makavit in Yontev. You be makavit, Erev Yontev, Mitzoy Yontev. Now, but what is if I have a sick behemah? So if I would have a guarantee from my veterinarian that it's going to get gesund before I leave, good, so let me bring the behemah along, so I'll be able to be makavit the behemah after Yontev. But since I don't have such a guarantee, so why should I bring, why should I schlep my behemoth? It's a tzal bal chayim. I'll schlep it in, and schlep it tzarik, and then I'll be able to be makiv it tzai beside. That's what Tosfos holds. Be'emison, the whole purpose of the regolim is, you have to go to Yerushalayim, you'll have to be in the base of it, so schlep along your neder there. When you'll be makiv the neder, the escapement is done. Erev regel, mitzoy regel, in the regel, chalamoid, if you want, this came in the sham. But since you're being oile regel, you should bring the behem along. A behem that's a choile, and since I have no idea if you'll be able to be makriv, the behem, while I'm oile regel in Yerushalayim, so I'm not mechuyiv to bring the behem. So if I'm not mechuyiv to bring the behem, so there's no avosim shama, vaveisim shama, why should I bring the behem? So this will not go in the Baltaacha of Regol. But the Maise, that's Pshat Davova Mitbeis. Davova Mitbeis. But here we're learning that Le Maise, you do not need that you should be able to be makrivit in the regular alone.